Joining me right now, Clay McConnell, who is the Vice President of Communications for Airbus Americas. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Glad to be here again.
Great. Be here again. That means you've been here before.
Well, indeed. Airbus has been a feature at the EAA Air Venture now for off and on for a number of years. I think our first presence here was the 100th anniversary of flight in 2003 when we brought our big and very unusual Beluga
yes.
aircraft to Air Adventure. That was quite an interesting sight on Aeroshell Square at
yes.
that time. Yes.
Yep.
And then, of course, we had the A380 here in 2009. We had our A350 here yep. 2 years ago. The EFAN was here last year, and we're really glad to be back again.
Good, good. And you've also been here for several years.
Indeed.
Do you have any favorite memories of Oshkosh so far?
Well, you know, I have to say there's nothing quite like seeing the A380, the biggest passenger airplane that's ever been built and produced at least more than one copy of it. That was quite a sight to see that doing its flying demonstration over Oshkosh with so many other remarkable airplanes here. It was kind of a religious experience if you love airplanes.
It certainly was. And I remember the year it was here, seeing it come in and land, and then being able to tour the inside and see how remarkable that aircraft was, and then watching the flight demonstration. I mean, it's just amazing how far we've come from the Wright brothers.
Absolutely.
You know, to the Airbus of today.
When you consider that the Wright brothers' first flight was not as long as the wingspan of
right.
the A380, it is really a remarkable journey that we've come on, isn't it?
It certainly is. Tell us a little bit about what's in your exhibit this year.
So we don't have an Airbus test aircraft or owned aircraft here this year, though I will say that the Royal Air Force will be bringing an A400M to the show on Thursday, and that is something really not to be missed. That's a remarkable airlifter. But what we have for visitors today and really throughout the rest of the show is a tent that we would absolutely welcome people to come and visit us at, which is not far from the control tower, so you can use that as a landmark. And in that, we have a lot of information and displays on some of the really the innovative products that we have. A lot of people think of Airbus as a commercial aircraft company, and certainly we are that. But, you know, Airbus is involved in so many different types of programs and so many different types of innovative aerospace activities. And we really wanted to highlight that this year at AirVenture because we feel like really more than any other place, AirVenture is where one comes to have a conversation with the aerospace community about innovation, about new ideas, about the future of flight. And it's really also an opportunity, obviously, to engage with the next generation. So what we have there and what we'd invite people to come and see are some of our innovative solutions about urban air mobility. You'll see some models of our planned flying taxi, which is called City Airbus, an all-electric powered sort of ride-sharing system that our colleagues in both Europe and in Silicon Valley are working on. That's very interesting. And also something that a lot of people call a flying car, but it's our Vahana project, which is being developed by our A-Cubed colleagues in Silicon Valley. And this is a means of transporting folks within an urban environment, basically in that third dimension of the air. So we would invite people to come and check that out and talk to us about it. But what's really cool is we have a virtual reality experience that we invite people to come participate in, which allows participants to experience what some of our products are like. You can participate in a medevac on one of our Airbus helicopters involved in medevac services. You can even be a satellite briefly and sort of fly through space. So it's a really interesting tour, a virtual tour. Since we can't bring all of the Airbus products here, we are going to do that virtually.
So excellent.
Hope we get to see you there.
And you mentioned the helicopters, which just reminded me that Airbus is more than just fixed-wing aircraft. We think a lot of the A350 or the A20s,
sure.
whatever, but you are also into rotor wing
yeah,
as well.
Most people encounter Airbus in our commercial aircraft area, but we have three divisions. In addition to commercial aircraft, we do helicopters, and we do defense and space products. And what's great about being with Airbus here in the U.S. now is that as of 2017, we are actually manufacturing in the U.S. products in all of those divisions. So we manufacture helicopters for parapublic and private sector, as well as the U.S. military in Mississippi. We manufacture A320 family airplanes in Mobile, Alabama, one of which was here last year, the JetBlue A321, the first aircraft the first Airbus aircraft made in the U.S.
Yes.
And this fall, we're going to start manufacturing satellites in Florida for the OneWeb satellite program. So it's a really exciting time to be with Airbus and our growing team here in the U.S. right now.
Right. And you know, for so many years, Airbus was thought of as simply European.
Yep.
But you are global.
We are global.
And what other locations are you in?
So we are all over the U.S. I mentioned in passing our Silicon Valley operation, which is really sort of an incubator of innovative ideas that we have there. We've got about 7 or 8 different projects, not all of which are public right now, that they're working on there. You know, we'll in sort of alpha testing and we expect to do some really great stuff with our A-cubed folks in the Silicon Valley. We have our helicopters for the U.S. is based in Grand Prairie, Texas, not far from DFW Airport down there.
Yes.
We manufacture helicopters in Columbus, Mississippi, in fact, including the Lakota helicopter for the U.S. Army, which is a great training helicopter there. We've got almost 500 of those flying with the U.S. Army presently. Then, of course, we manufacture the commercial airplane in Mobile, Alabama. We've got a training center in Florida. We've got headquarters in Virginia, spare centers in different places, engineering in Alabama and Kansas. So we are really growing as a presence here, and it's great to be a part of such an outstanding team and to be doing it right here in the U.S.
Excellent. Yeah, we mentioned the A400M, which is coming in on Thursday.
It is.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about that airplane. I didn't know about it until we set up the interview,
right.
And I did a little research on it. It's a really fascinating project.
It is a fascinating project and a fascinating aircraft. This is it's hard to call it a tactical or strategic airlifter. It's really both. This is an aircraft that sort of hits the sweet spot between kind of the C-130 and the C-17. It can do sort of a lot of the tactical activity that a C-130 can do, but at some of the strategic airlift capability that a C-17 has, but can land on, you know, grass strips right in tactical deployment areas. So you really have the opportunity to take very large loads right to the point of need rather than going to like crowded intermediate airports. It's a really interesting aircraft to see because it's got four engines, counter-rotating props. It's turboprop aircraft, and it's really just sort of a wonder of technology and engineering. And the RAF pilots that will fly it here will really have a good time with that. And I hope that folks can stick around till Thursday to get to see that on Boeing Plaza.
All right, and where is the aircraft used now?
So we've delivered 47 of them. They are in operation with 7 different air forces around the world: Malaysia, Turkey, Luxembourg, Spain, Germany, France, and the UK, I believe. And the UK aircraft is coming here to participate in some military exercises with our air forces. And so the timing worked out just great, and the RAF was very pleased for that aircraft to make a stop here in Oshkosh
sure.
on its way out west.
But,
by the way, I should say that for those who perhaps are here just overnight tonight and won't be here on Thursday and get a chance to see it, the movie that is going to be playing at the Ford Fly-In Theater tonight is Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, mm-hmm. which includes a really awesome scene with the A400M and Tom Cruise hanging off the side of that. Many people have seen this movie and thought, that's obviously computer-generated.
Right.
This didn't really happen. That actually is a scene that was filmed with Tom Cruise
right.
hanging off the side of an A400M, flying at 1,000 feet. It's really remarkable. So anyway, fun way to spend an evening.
I look
forward to spending mine that way.
Good. At the Ford Fly-In Theater
Absolutely.
Tonight after dark. It's I've seen the movie and I've seen that sequence.
It's hard to believe
amazing.
It's real.
Right.
But it is.
not only is it a person hanging out the airplane, but
right.
it's Tom Cruise.
I mean, it is.
It's
Yeah. So our guys who worked with him on that said, you know, it's really very clear that Tom Cruise is an outstanding stuntman who also happens to be able to act and is pretty good looking. So.
And he's a pilot, too.
Well, so there's that.
Yeah. That. I know. So Clay McConnell is the Vice President of Communications with Airbus Americas. Clay, any parting thoughts for us as we start out this week at Oshkosh?
Well, we just really look forward to lots of opportunity to meet with folks here at the show. We hope that everyone will come by the Airbus tent and experience some of our exciting, innovative products as well as our virtual reality experience. And if you see anybody in an Airbus T-shirt, stop them, ask them about Airbus here and what we've got going on, and tell us a little bit about what you've got going on, because that's why we're here.